Nutrients for a healthy blood-brain barrier. Welcome to this podcast. My name is Christine Bailey and I'm one of the practitioners at NutriLink Limited. Today I want to talk about what is a blood-brain barrier and what nutrients are vital for maintaining a healthy blood-brain barrier. The blood-brain barrier is a selectively permeable membrane that surrounds the brain and separates this vital organ from the systemic circulation. It serves almost like a protective bubble around the brain and can be seen as acting like a gatekeeper, allowing only those molecules from the bloodstream that are required by the brain, like oxygen, hormones, and so on, to enter the brain while keeping out substances, neurotoxins, which may be damaging. Now, the blood-brain barrier is composed of endothelial cells that are the structural building blocks of blood vessels throughout our body. The difference is that these cells are much more tightly packed in vessels surrounding the brain, forming tight junctions. And it's these tight junctions between the endothelial cells that forms the barrier. The result is that the blood vessels comprising the blood-brain barrier restrict the passage of molecules from the bloodstream much more than do regular blood vessels anywhere else in the body. The blood-brain barrier is also supported by very special cells known as astrocytes. These are found throughout the brain and provide essential nutrients. Now, if the blood-brain barrier is damaged, then it can become what we call hyperpermeable. And the result is that substances that should be kept away from the brain are able to gain access to the brain extracellular fluid. Now, some of these factors that might contribute to damage could involve elevations in nitric oxide levels, oxidative stress, excess alcohol, stress, certain inflammatory autoimmune conditions, environmental toxins, heavy metals, certain food additives like MSG and aspartame, and a leaky gut as well can contribute. Now, when the blood-brain barrier becomes hyperpermeable or dysfunctional due to these or other factors, for example, a brain injury, then this can contribute to greater amount of inflammation in the brain, toxins entering the brain, and has actually been related to the symptoms of cognitive dysfunction, mood disorders, and neurodegenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's. Now, there are treatments naturally that we can adopt to help heal a blood-brain barrier. If the blood-brain barrier has been compromised, and you can get tested for this via the Cyrex blood testing, there are a number of ways in which it can be restored. First of all, antioxidant therapy. The research shows that consuming a wide variety of antioxidants through diet and supplements can help with reducing oxidative and nitrosative stress that can promote the dysfunction in the first place. So that will mean including plenty of different colourful fruits and vegetables, and maybe taking an antioxidant complex that includes certainly vitamin E, grapeseed extract, and also alpha-lipoic acid. All of these have now been studied for their ability to support and heal the blood-brain barrier. It's important as well to remove certain things. So avoiding alcohol and avoiding exposure to toxins such as cigarette smoke will also be important. Treating gut dysbiosis, if it's present, would also be relevant, because yeast overgrowth, for example, produces damaging acetaldehyde, which an overgrowth of bacteria in the intestines can cause. Liposaccharides are known for creating elevated levels of certain toxic chemicals, ammonia, hydrogen sulfide, which can all be damaging for an intact blood-brain barrier. So put in nutrients as well to heal the gut lining. Consider any viruses and whether you need specific treatment for the presence of certain viruses or bacteria as well, such as chlamydia, for example. In addition, it's important to work on reducing stress levels. Now, it may be that you also add in supplements to calm the body, such as GABA or L-theanine, magnesium, but you may also want to involve yourself in techniques such as meditation, yoga, emotional freedom technique. Try and reduce your exposure to environmental chemicals, whether that's creating more of a healthy home environment, reducing toxic personal care products and cosmetics, and also cleaning products, laundry detergent, air fresheners, and so on. Where relevant, consider heavy metal removal. Heavy and toxic metals such as aluminium, unfortunately, are everywhere in our environment, whether that's in electronic goods, personal care, even cookware, and obviously dental amalgam fillings. And they can accumulate in the vital organs, including the brain. Chelation therapy, adding in certain chlorophyll-rich nutrients such as chlorella, spirulina, may also be helpful. Avoiding the food additives, MSG in particular, and aspartame, which is a sweetener often used in diet drinks, for example. And reducing overall inflammation, which is not just important for blood-brain barrier, but also all health. Turmeric may be very useful in this respect, but there are other anti-inflammatories, berries, green tea, fermented foods. All of these can also be very beneficial. Specific supplements for the brain also include some of the B vitamins, specifically thiamine, which is vitamin B1. Deficiency of this vitamin is associated with an increase in nitrosative and oxidative stress and an increase in excitotoxicity, which is excessive nerve activity and inflammation. This may be combined with other B vitamins or just given on its own. Other B vitamins that have been shown to be particularly relevant for the blood-brain barrier is vitamin B5. One study showed it protected the brain from malaria, primarily by protecting the blood-brain barrier. Phosphatidylcholine is another supplement to consider. The blood-brain barrier is heavily reliant on cells such as the astrocytes, and these require a lot of energy and have high concentrations of mitochondria. And if the mitochondria are damaged or not functioning optimally, the blood-brain barrier will suffer. And this is where phospholipids are particularly important. This fatty substance is the major structural component of the cell membranes. So consider phospholipid, whether it's a combined formula or phosphatidylcholine on its own. And of course, it's high in certain foods such as eggs. And lastly, consider also cruciferous vegetables. There have been a number of studies suggesting that sulforaphane from broccoli and other cruciferous vegetables may help heal the blood-brain barrier. So a wide variety of leafy greens, 1 to 2 cups every day, would be particularly important. Thank you for listening to this podcast.